Welcome to the very first video of this course. And before we dive in into all the subtleties of French pronunciation, I would like to draw your attention to five key differences between French and English languages. By allowing you to compare these two languages, I hope to make things more memorable for you, so easier to understand and to learn. Also, it will be very important to remember what we're going to see right now because this is going to be useful and used throughout the course. So, the first difference between French and English is that some French sounds are different from their equivalent English sound. And sometimes they don't even exist in English. So, let's take an example, or two rather. So, the letter R. In English, it's pronounced R, like red, or yeah. In French, it is R. It's very characteristic, the R sound, the French R is R. So, same letter, but really different ways of pronouncing, actually two different places of articulation. So, in order to be able to pronounce properly, you're going to have to understand where this place of articulation is. We're going to do some practice during the course. I also said some French sounds, they don't even exist in English. Let's take the French nasals, for example. They are en, un, on. These sounds do not exist in English. So, you will have to train your ear in order to be able to hear them, to educate your ear, and then learn how to pronounce them. I'm going to help you, show you how to place your lips, and again, I'm going to give you some worksheets and some MP3s so that you can work on these sounds. So that's the first difference. The second difference is that there are no diphthongs in French. French sounds are short. So what's a diphthong to start with? A diphthong is a glide between two vowel sounds. It's very common in English. For example, in the word cow, cow, or in the word boat, or in the word no, or go. So you hear actually two different sounds. In French, that doesn't exist. All sounds will be short, and it's actually partially what gives us our French accent, our English accent when we speak English, because many French people are not aware of or find it difficult to do the diphthongs. They will use a short sounds, like what they know how to do. So that's why instead of no, we say no. Instead of boat, we say boat. Or instead of day, we say day, good day. Yes, so be aware of that. You are going to have to work the other way around and keep the sounds short, no glide. Number three. In French, some letters combine to form a new sound. Two, three letters together, and you don't hear any of the letters separately anymore. So for example, in French, the letter I followed by the letter N is forming the nasal un. Un. And you don't hear the I or you don't hear the N anymore. It's just one new sound. Another difference, O and U is pronounced ou in French. So there's no diphthong, no gliding. You don't hear the O, you don't hear the U. It's just one whole new sound. It's the sound ou. Number four, some consonants are actually silent in French when they are at the end of the word. For example, anglais, brebis, alphabet, paix, chez, etc. So I'll cover these in module 3.2 of this course. Number five, French language uses accents above some letters and also some other graphic signs, for example, the cédille. I've heard once them called as a Baroque written ornaments, and I like this expression, so I'm going to use it again. And know that these signs are not optional, they are not decorative, they actually have a function, a use, and they may affect the pronunciation of the words, actually of the letter that they are on or under. So I'll cover that in the course in modules 2.2 and 4.7 for the French cédille. So let me repeat all that briefly. 1. Some French sounds are different from the English sounds or don't even exist in English. 2. French doesn't have diphthongs. All French sounds are kept short. 3. Some letters can combine to form a new sound and they are not heard separately anymore. 4. Some final letters, especially final consonants, are mute, are silent in French. They shouldn't be pronounced. And 5. French accents are not optional and they will alter the pronunciation of the letters. You can find the 5 key differences between French and English in the PDF cheat sheet that I've created for this course. You can download it. Now, in the next lesson, I'm going to talk about the IPA. If you don't know what IPA stands for, well, follow me